Dad jokes are taken very seriously at my house. Very really? Seriously.
Wow.
My husband loves to tell dad jokes only because it makes my 11-year-old lose her mind.
Yeah, my grandfather-in-law, he's just nonstop with the dad jokes.
Yep.
Happens all the time, and you have to giggle at all of them. Some of them are, you know, and then other ones, no.
Right. Well, usually Hayden, my older daughter, she is horrified.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. So what I thought I would do was have him compile a list of some brand new ones, and
this
he
is
did.
Your husband, Paul.
My husband, Paul.
Yep.
Let's see how they went and how Hayden reacted to them.
So my 4-year-old has been learning Spanish all year. She still can't say please, which I think is poor for four.
I understand what you mean.
Poor for four.
What do you think?
That one's pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheesy.
Oh, dad gets booed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he's got plenty more.
I'm sorry.
I used to date a girl who was lactose intolerant. We broke up because she couldn't stomach my cheesy jokes.
Ah. Gross, gross, and gross. No other words for you.
I'm going to give him that one. Yeah. Whenever you can make a kid squirm.
Right. Took her a while to figure it out, but she was like, oh,
right.
God.
Right.
Did you know vampires aren't real unless you count Dracula?
No. Never say that in public.
I like that one.
Because you're an
old
dad.
I love Transylvania style jokes.
Right.
Why not?
I just missed a call from a guy called Johann Sebastian. Should I call him Bach?
No respect for my social life.
Listen, I thought that was funny.
You have to have a certain knowledge of history to go ahead and have that joke float. And, you know, a lot of people don't. A lot of people just don't know who Bach was.
Wait, 11-year-old Hayden.
No respect for my social life.
Right. In the middle of a pandemic, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to tell a railroad joke, but I lost my train of thought.
Oh, she liked that one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I also like that one. Dad. That one's all right. Train jokes work.
One more.
Are people born with a photographic memory, or does it take time to develop?
I don't get it.
Yeah, that one I like. But, you finished strong.
Except for the fact that she has no idea what it's like to develop film.
Right.
So it's
She's 11, they've gotten rid of that by now.
Her.
Right.
We used to carry cameras.
Right. And you would have to, you know, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Or we would have to bring it to these little kiosks that existed in the middle of parking lots.
Kmart Plaza. Right. Always in the Kmart Plaza.
They would develop that. We'd go back 3 days later. We'd have to pay a fee.
Well, I thought it was not bad. I mean, there's a higher percentage of pass than it was fail.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, he does well with his dad jokes.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you're one of those go-go car racers, that's all I need to know about you.
Go-go car racers?
That's what I call them. Go-go car racers.
What's that?
Driving yesterday, thank goodness my husband was driving, because it was one of those things where I put up my hands to cover my face because I thought the crash was about to happen.
Best if you're not operating a 3-ton vehicle with everybody in your family in it, right?
There are the cars that you hear them coming because, like, the muffler's like, and then they just cut in between cars.
Yeah. Like, no turn signals?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Reckless,
like, the turn signal costs a quarter every time you got to do it.
But not even safely. It's like they're looking to die. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
This guy or girl, I couldn't see because they went so fast by us, cut off the Jeep in front of me, right in between a tractor trailer. I do not understand how they did not crash. It was so, so close. And I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, why are you driving
They have
like
to
that?
Be somewhere very quickly.
It's 11:30 on a Sunday.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
And nobody believes for a minute that person is like a neurosurgeon because they're driving a 1989 Corolla with a bumper that's a different color on it.
And one of those spoilers that's like 4 feet higher than the back of the
Well, they got to keep
thing.
The airflow down. That way the car handles perfectly.
That is all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
What, do you want to die today? I don't understand.
Well, it's the other people caught up in it, right? If you want to go ride a curvy road and hit a tree, wrap yourself around it, I guess that's natural selection. But it's the other people that would be involved that it's really the problem.
I felt so bad for the girl driving the Jeep in front of us because I'm like, I would that is the worst situation to be in. And she seemed relatively calm.
If you take photos of strangers, that's all I need to know about you on walks or whatever. So we're out for a walk yesterday with the dogs, and it's me and my wife and the dogs, and we're on a path, and you know, the dogs, they don't walk like side by side, the whole, I won't get into that, but so one walks in front, one walks in the other, and I'm walking the one that's in front, and then my wife comes and she goes, those two guys that just passed us, she's like, I'm pretty sure he took a photo of me or was filming me as he walked by. She's like, he didn't have his phone out at all, pulled it out, held it straight up, like looking at me, and walked by and then put it away. She's like, it was very odd. And I was in a relaxing mood. Now, you're out in the woods, that type of thing. It's not like she's wearing a bikini. She's wearing a coat. But it's still just odd, right?
Yes.
It's weird. It's off-putting when somebody does that. I didn't say anything, but, you know, it stuck with me for a little bit.
It's not illegal. We've learned about this before. Yeah. That it's not illegal to film and take pictures of people out in public. You can do it. But, man, it is uncomfortable.
It's odd. Yeah. It's definitely odd because you never know what somebody is going to use this for and what is their gratification of doing so. And just, you know, who knows? With the prevalence of identity theft and fake profiles out there, too, it's just strange. I actually got a like the other day on Facebook for somebody. It was my wife's name and my name combined. You're telling me that person exists and wants to be my friend on Facebook? Seems odd.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Is chivalry dead? That is the question that I sought to find an answer from this past weekend. And I'm not really sure if I did or not.
Mm.
It's the NN Raven.
Where did you draw your inspiration from, really?
You know, I saw a TikTok video and it kind of triggered something in my head because remember, guys used to open doors for women. They used to open car doors. They used to carry them over the threshold. There would be that kind of act of gentlemanness.
Yeah. Is it still gentlemanly nowadays anyways?
Well,
is it sexist? I don't know.
Well, every once in a while, like if my husband and I go out on a date or something like that, he'll come around and he'll open the door for me to get in the car.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. But the truth of the matter is I wondered, would he actually do it if he wasn't prompted to do it?
Okay,
if we weren't going on a date just because he loves his wife of 15 years and thought, hey, maybe I should open the door for her.
So a regular day, like you get out, you go to the grocery store or something like that, right? Any situation besides you drive accidentally over a bridge and end up in the water and he's got to open the door to save you. Any other regular circumstances, would he open the door?
And would your spouse open the door for you if you just sat in the car? Mm. And that's what I did. We went out and, you know, we had the girls with us and I just sat in the car. I didn't get out. I didn't make any movements. I just sat to see what he would do. Would he be gentleman enough to come and open the door? Except there was one small problem to begin.
Dakota, we have to wait for Daddy to get us out. We have to wait for Daddy.
Oh, boy.
We gotta wait for Daddy to come let us out. I know. We might have to be here all night. We gotta wait for Daddy to come let us out.
Here's the problem. Dakota, my 2-year-old, she wasn't having the experiment because she wanted to get out of the car.
She wasn't in the plan. She just thought her dad was abandoning her and leaving you there behind.
And didn't understand why her big sister got out of the car and we had to stay in the car. And I think she thought we were just going to be stuck in the car forever.
Right.
But the good news is that he did come back for her.
Oh, my God. What happened? Mommy's ignoring you? Why is mommy ignoring you?
I'm all by myself in the car. Is anyone going to come for me?
They just left me in the car. First of all, I guess he apparently thinks it's my job to get the baby out of the car every single time we go somewhere.
I mean, if the baby's sitting behind you, then he hops out and you leave, you know, I mean, just you and the baby are sitting there. I mean, he probably feels like you're able to save the baby. Again, you're not submerged in water, so okay.
So now I'm just sitting in the car.
It's you in the
car,
right?
Just sitting there. It now starting to get dark outside too.
I mean, how long did you sit out there?
Okay, at this point, I'm at 8 minutes. 8 minutes sitting out in the car. No one seems to be concerned whatsoever that I'm just sitting in the car. And then this.
He's just staring at me. He's looking at me confused. He's mouthing words, but I don't know what he's saying. He's coming back.
He just stood outside the front door with his hands on his hips.
Yeah, he's probably mumbling under his breath. Probably some things not good for the radio.
Yeah, and finally he makes his way over and this happens.
I was waiting for you to open the door for me.
All right, well, I opened it for you. Let's go.
Get out.
I've opened the front door, I've opened the back door, I've opened all the doors.
It took you a really long time.
That's his answer? I opened the front door, I opened the back door, I opened all the doors? What does that even mean?
He gave you a route for escape.
What?
Many different routes of escape.
What's
I mean,
he
if he had opened
about?
The sunroof, you could have gone out that way.
What is he even talking? I opened all the doors. What are you, king of opening doors?
He's the door opener.
Right. But here's the big thing. I texted Raven's wife, Alicia, to do the same test on him. What did he do? That's coming up next with Anna and Raven. This weekend, I set out to see if chivalry was dead. How did I figure out that I was going to figure this out? It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah.
I was going to see if guys still open doors for women. Most importantly, if my husband, Paul, would open the door for me if I just stayed in the car.
Yeah, he did that for you.
He did.
It just took a little while.
So after 8 minutes of me being in the car, this happened.
I was waiting for you to open the door for me.
All right, well, I opened it for you. Let's go. I've opened the front door, I've opened the back door, I've opened all the doors.
It took you a really long time.
8 minutes.
I mean,
it took him 8 minutes to come out to see why I was still in the car.
I'm just going to point out again that he gave you many escape routes.
Yeah.
Right? The front door, the back
door. I opened the front door. I opened the back door.
He took the baby out after 4 minutes of screaming and yelling in the back seat. I mean, all those things happened.
That's the craziest part is that the baby was screaming, Dakota, in the back seat. And he went and he got her out, but never once questioned, why am I still in the car? Why haven't I gotten out of the car? Maybe I should open the door for my wife. Nope.
I mean, you weren't hanging off a cliff or half in a river or anything like that, going down a boat launch.
Yeah, but shouldn't gentlemen do that for women? Isn't that what, you know, what you're supposed to do?
I mean, I don't know. Women are strong enough to open their own doors. Isn't that what they say?
So I texted Raven's wife, Alicia, and I asked Alicia to do the exact same thing to see how he would behave.
He has no idea what I'm doing.
I don't even know where he went.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure what he's doing.
What exactly were you doing?
I think we had just gotten back from getting Italian ice. So I was grabbing all the Italian ice. I was handling all the business there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
What are you doing?
No, I think he's on to me.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Thank you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Thank you for letting me out of the car.
You're clearly doing something.
I'm not doing nothing.
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad?
First off, I don't want to be filmed when I know that something is going on. And I see the way that she's holding her phone, and I'm like, she's definitely filming me for some reason. And then secondly, I'm wearing the worst outfit ever. I'm wearing pajamas. I'm wearing sweatshorts.
I mean, you went out to get Italian ice in that.
But there was nobody in the building, man. I mean, it's like the last days of the Italian ice being open. There was nobody there. I'm wearing a shirt that's so thin, it's literally like a sheet.
I could see your bra through it. It was thin.
I'm telling you, man.
But normally, would you ever go and open the door? Because you don't seem like you normally would do that.
I used to open the door for my wife plenty. But, I mean, now we've been married, 8 years.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, I mean.
I believe her text to me is, I'm going to die in this car.
Listen, I mean, if we were going out on a date or something like that, certainly, you know, I take more awareness of it. Going out to get Italian ice was, you know, I just rolled it back.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't, like, always do that knowing that she likes that it's like it's gentlemanly. Is that a word? Gentlemanly?
Yes. Gentlemanly is a word. I'm not sure that she does enjoy that all that much.
I asked my girlfriend to do the exact same thing to her husband, right? To see what happened.
Sure.
And this is what happened there.
What are you doing?
I was waiting for you to open my door.
Well, open your door? When have I been opening your door? 20 years.
20 years they've been together. How long did your friend sit in the car?
She sat in the car she said it was about 12 minutes.
All right, so you know what? To be fair, I opened the door for Alicia inside of like 36 to 60 seconds. I mean, it was quick.
Yeah.
All right? I mean,
so you think you win?
I got out of the car. No question I win. I got out of the car.
Uh-huh.
I went in the back seat, grabbed the items, came around the side and said, what is wrong with this lady?
All right. You do the same thing to your significant other. See what they do. Report back on our social experiment on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
That's right. Over the weekend, you always do things and, like, you think to yourself, I did that. And then you realize nobody gave you the credit you deserve for it.
Unsung heroes, really.
Yeah. What happened over the weekend to you? 1-800-330-9999 that you didn't get the credit you deserve.
I'll tell you what I did over the weekend, Anna, is I fixed the Wi-Fi router in my house, the router in my house. Now this was more than just unplugging the router, waiting 10 seconds and plugging it back in.
Everyone knows it's 20 seconds, but okay.
Well, maybe that was the problem that I had the last couple months before I fixed it this time. Not only did I call the cable company, use the reset function on the app, but then I was given another phone number. I had to call the router company, called, talked to technical support, filed a ticket, waited for a call back, and then did updates along with this gentleman who certainly was not in America and was barely understandable. It took about 2 hours, but guess what?
What?
I fixed the router, Anna Zapp.
And what did your wife say?
Finally.
That's what she said?
That was it!
Raven, you know what? You deserve some credit.
Thank you!
You knew that router wasn't working. And you said, I'm going to take care of this right now.
You know what? Who knew that it hadn't updated its firmware in 3 years?
Who knew?
I didn't know, but I made it my business to find out.
I made it my business to know.
And now the Wi-Fi is working. Thank you very much.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, my gosh. We looked on Prime. We watched stuff on Netflix. We went on cable. Great. I mean, I'm a hero, clearly.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You know what I did over the weekend?
What did you?
I didn't get any credit. I was at Stop and Shop. And there was a man, and he wasn't paying much attention.
Okay.
And he had in his hand a cantaloupe, and he was examining the cantaloupe. Now, I didn't want to say anything about the fact that he was overly aggressively handling the cantaloupe, and then he put it back, and I was like, listen, like, hey, welcome to the pandemic. Don't touch all the fruit.
Nobody knows anything to do with cantaloupes.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize was that Marty the robot was literally about 3 feet behind him, and he started backing up, and I said, sir, you're going to hit Marty.
Right.
And I thought he was going to trip over Marty. And he looked over his shoulder and saw Marty. And he looked at me. And he didn't even say thank you.
I mean, you could have saved his life. Marty comes with some weight. I mean, he has a good, you know, base pedestal there. But if you get a toe under that or something like that, you're going to be seriously injured.
Not even a nod, a thank you, nothing?
Nothing. Did you ever know that you're my hero? I mean, it seems justifiable that he would have looked at you and said, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you being here for me.
And not to mention, like, Marty is creepy. He just shows up out of
nowhere. You know what? I'm not going to do that, though. If everybody's just going to sit here and hate on Marty, I like Marty. I speak to Marty all the time when I go in there because I feel like nobody tries to be Marty's friend. But still. I mean, you saved him.
I did.
You saved him, and he didn't even give you a nod.
Nope.
Nothing.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do this weekend that you just did not get the credit you deserved?
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
That's right. You ever not get the credit you deserve? You do something over the weekend and you, like, think to yourself, nobody even said thank you.
Yeah. People act like it costs money or something to go ahead and give you a pat on the back when you do the right thing.
Right. That's why we want to help you out. 1-800-330-9999. What happened that you deserve the credit? I'll tell you, on Friday night, I had some friends over, and we all kept talking about how we wanted to watch the Action Park documentary on HBO Max.
Okay.
And I said, guys, I have an idea. I'll sign up right now for HBO Max, and we can watch it right now. And they looked at me, and they're like, all right, do it.
Instead of being like, what a great idea, friend.
So what I had to do, I had a margarita. It wasn't easy for me to figure out how to sign up on my phone and then get it to play on the TV.
You're
going to
get the code, right? And then you're going to enter the code, and then it's streaming and all this stuff. I mean, there is some work that goes into it.
But we watched it. We finally figured it out. We got the 7-day free trial. We watched the Action Park documentary. Everybody's having a great time reminiscing because, you know, we all grew up going to Action Park.
Right, but nobody said, Anna.
Great job. No, ready? Hold on. Here's my
Always there for everybody, but nobody paid attention.
No.
Someday when you're gone, they'll know.
Like,
because they won't be able to get an app.
Remember
they won't be able to get it.
Yeah, they'll be like, we wanted to watch the Action Park documentary, but nobody actually knew how to make it happen. Anna figured it out.
Right.
And we watched it. It makes me feel better. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Credit due. What did you do?
Oh, my God. I spent like 5 hours on the phone with AT&T trying to figure out different packages for my mother, for her a different bundle. And then I called her, presented all the information, and she said, I think I'll just stay with what I have.
Oh, 5 hours wasted. You know that?
Seriously.
Yeah.
No credit.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve right now.
You get it right here.
She was on hold, and then they came back, and she didn't approve that package. And she went, no, I want a different bundle for my mother.
Hold all my life.
And then she did all of that. And you know what her mom said?
Trying to figure out mom's bundle.
And then mom came back and said, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to keep the package I have. Your time has been wasted, daughter.
Oh, I'm old. I don't like change. Right. I wish you had never gotten involved.
Right. Why did you waste 5 hours of your life?
Oh, thanks, Mom. I really do appreciate that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, I cleaned out my entire garage and cleaned out a bunch of stuff out of my basement on my own for bulk trash pickup.
Wow. And I'm thinking that right after that, your wife reminded you of three other jobs you needed to do, huh?
How'd you guess?
Yeah, you didn't get the credit you deserved, but now you're going to get it right here.
That sounds good to me. I can be
your hero, baby. He went out in that garage. And he looked around and he assessed the situation. And even though most of it was his junk anyway, he cleaned it.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, Anna. They say that romance is dead.
Yep.
They say that chivalry is gone.
Uh-huh.
This guy's got it.
It's
all
true.
Right?
Yep.
I can be your hero, baby.
I hope everyone got the credit they deserve now.
Well, you know where you can come to get it.
That's right. Yesterday was a true test about my nomophobia to see how it was doing. And I think I did all right, but no, I still clearly have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nomophobia is a real thing.
Yeah, you just, I think you like saying the word more than anything.
Nomophobia.
Right.
Nomophobia.
Okay.
Yeah. Nomophobia.
All right. We got it. Explain to what it means.
Even though I have nomophobia, I still have nomophobia.
I know you do. And you always will, I think.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. If you were wondering what nomophobia is, here is a, sounds like a robot lady explaining it to you.
Good.
Nomophobia is a proposed name for the phobia of being out of mobile phone contact. It is another form of anxiety disorder.
It's a real thing.
I feel like that is the evil robot in that robot movie with Will Smith telling you that you should not miss your phone because she still wants to control you. Maybe that's just me.
Nomophobia is a
kind of.
Terrifying robot.
Yeah. I started doing some research on this because yesterday I left my phone at home and I was on the way to the grocery store.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where I had to make a decision. Was I going to go back and get the phone, or was I going to be a big girl and be able to be an hour without my phone?
Just, imagine it like 1997 again.
It's so ridiculous that this is a real problem and an issue. And it made me feel better when I realized that I'm not alone and a lot of people have this problem.
Mm.
And it's like a real thing. It's your heart rate starts to pound. Your blood pressure goes up. You have shortness of breath, anxiety, nausea, trembling, dizziness. I don't get all of that.
I mean, it's like you're at high altitude or something.
I get more just the panic. That's for me.
So what is your panic about, though? Is that you're going to miss something with your family? Like there could be an urgent matter or whatever? Or is it about yourself being like, I could be in a dangerous situation and I need my phone?
No, it's never about me. It's that I'm going to miss something that needs an immediate response.
Right.
And that drives me crazy. And I think that when that happens, there's two things that can happen. And I don't know which is worse.
Okay.
When you leave your phone for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And you finally get it back in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
One, you turn it on, you look at it.
Sure.
And you have 74 mixed text messages, 13 emails that and two include from your CFO and all kinds of important things. And you get that panic. You're like, I should have went home. I should have gotten it.
It is always that way, it seems, when you pick it up.
Or there's the complete opposite where you look and there's nothing.
And then you feel terrible about yourself. You're like, I'm not even important.
Nobody loves me. Nobody even cares. If I was gone, would anybody even care?
You were
that
gone.
I was gone.
You went to Target. Right. You went down the block. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal.
84% of people say they can't go a single day without their phones in their hand.
Wow.
Do you think you're one of those people?
It depends on the day of the week, and it depends on the scenario. Like, if it's a regular work week, and I've got to have the phone on, I've got to check it every few hours at least. Even if I'm them out in the yard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, if you're working in the yard or whatever, you come back to it and you're like, okay. And then you feel like you have to put out some fire. On the other hand, if I'm off, like, I make a conscious effort to go home and then turn that phone either off or just face down. And I don't look at it, like, all night. And I try and, like, give it days.
That's crazy.
I do.
1 in 4 people check their phones every 30 minutes. 1 in 5 checks it every 10 minutes. Mm. I think I'm one of those people that checks my phone every 10 minutes.
Get over your nomophobia, people.
Yeah, hold on. Explain it one more time.
Evil robot.
Nomophobia is a proposed name for the phobia of being out of mobile phone contact. It is another form of anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm.
See, she wants to sound nice, which is how you know that she really has evil intent.
Yep.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Joining us this morning together, we have Jeff and Becca. Becca, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I got security cameras for our house. I wanted to put them all over the house so that I could see what my kids are up to. And I didn't want to let kids know because I thought they just didn't need to know. If they're doing something wrong, then I'll be able to see. And hopefully they won't be doing anything wrong. But I figured it's a good safety precaution to have. And I want to make sure that they're doing all right.
This is what I'm talking about.
Anna.
I love it.
I hope that you know what I would say right from the get-go is sometimes ignorance is bliss. Sometimes you don't want to know. A lot of times we put security cameras up and a sign up that tells people there's security cameras there because we hope that their thoughts would be, I don't want to be ever caught doing this. And there's some things that my kids might be doing I don't want to know about.
Becca, I have security cameras all around my house, and the things I've watched on them have been amazing.
When your daughter is a teenager, you're going to want her to know. Jeff, your thoughts on this?
This is a complete invasion of privacy. Like, I don't get it. We have good kids. It's not like sneaking out of school and never home. Like, they're good kids in general. And exactly, there's some things that he might be doing in his room that you don't want to see, Becca. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well, putting them in the rooms is completely wrong. If there's a door that closes, like, you wouldn't put one in the bathroom.
Right.
But I don't care about the kids' rights or anything like that whatsoever. I just don't want to go blind seeing something I didn't want to see. I mean, it's not about integrity for me. It's about my own delicate feelings.
All right. So let's take the bedroom out of the equation. But, I understand, like, in your living room, outside every single one of your doors, surrounding your home.
Sure.
Like, the basement,
right,
playrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't hide it behind a teddy bear.
Well, I think it's gonna keep the family safe. And then it's just, like, an added plus that we can see how our kids are doing. I love checking up.
It's going to keep the family safe, but if they find out, that breaks all the trust that we've built all these years with our kids. Like, they're not going
to
feel like they can come tell us anything.
Tell them you forgot.
Tell them you forgot.
Trust. Yeah. Oh, trust. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, Mommy and Daddy put those up last week. I totally forgot.
You have to respect us as individuals. Oh, sorry, Mommy and Daddy forgot.
Right.
Sorry, we were busy.
Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think.
And
they may agree with you, Becca. You know what?
Smash their civil liberties,
right? No, you just put them up, you see what happens, and then eventually you fill them in that they're there. But they may see Jeff's point, too, that it's an invasion of privacy, and you should tell your kids that you have cameras all around your house. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Great. 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. Who said, are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Jeff and Becca have teenagers, and they've decided to put cameras inside the house. Now, Becca says, perfect. Let's not tell them so we can actually see what happens.
I've got cameras inside my house, Anna. I've also got a 23-year-old kid. And you know what? I'm glad he knows that they're there.
Well, that's what Jeff says. Jeff says you have to tell them. It's an invasion of their privacy if we don't tell them that the cameras have been put inside the home.
Plus, if you've got cameras and people know it, typically they're going to be on their best behavior anyways. There's some things I just don't want to be surprised with.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm on my husband's side. No way. That's total invasion of kids' privacy. If I was a kid 18 years old, I would move out the door as soon as I turned 18.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. I mean, I think at 18, obviously, it's a little bit different, too. You have certainly more control over what your future is going to be. At 14, who cares about your respect? No, I'm just kidding.
We want to hear from you, too. Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court with Anna and Raven. If you put security cameras all around your house, do you even need to tell your kids they're there? Because maybe you might see something and catch them doing something that they're not supposed to do, right?
I'm thinking that if they're like 8 years old or less, I don't necessarily need to tell them. But I'm thinking that if they're like 10, 11, 12, anything 12 and up, 100% I've got to tell them.
It's Anna and Raven. We want to hear from you. Because Becca says we're not telling the kids. Let's see if we catch them doing something they're not supposed to. Jeff's like, we can't do that.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. Absolutely. There's absolutely no reason to have cameras in the bedrooms. Absolutely none.
But like, how about the rest of the house?
The living room, no big deal. On the doors, no big deal. But in the bedrooms and in private space, that's just, it's wrong.
But do they need to tell them about the ones in the living room and all that? Or can they just kind of sneak them in there?
Oh, no. The children should be aware that the cameras are there. What if somebody hacks the cameras and gets pictures of the kids, minors, and they're in the living room in their underwear?
Like, what do they do?
Well, I like guess. That
that's a close family. Yeah. Everybody's in the living room in their underwear. We're just close here. Thank you for the call. You're right. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. One thing nobody's brought up is the fact that you have your kids' friends coming to your house and your friends, and you're filming all those people as well that have no idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be good blackmail fodder for the future. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. That was nice. She pointed out that whole business enterprise for us.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. They felt like it wasn't really fair to your teenagers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, Becca.
I mean, it's wrong on so many levels. So many levels. Becca, do what other people do when they get bored and they want to, you know, check out their surroundings. Watch your neighbors.
No.
Watch your neighbors' kids. Well, never mind.
That's creepy.
Yeah, no. You're right.
There are a lot of apps, though, to spy on your children. Just saying.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be spying on my neighbor's children, but I do want my kids to be safe. So whatever it takes.
I feel you, Becca. I'm a little bit of a helicopter mom myself, so I understand.
Good luck.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Tom, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Tom.
All right, Tom. Got $900 on the line right now. Raven has walked out in the hall. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have to answer them as quickly as you can. I give you about 3 seconds for each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Cool. Let's go.
All right. $900. That's a lot of cash. Number one, Lindsay Vonn's Amazon Prime show, The Pack, is where people travel with their dogs on action adventures around the world. Well, it's been canceled before season 2 because PETA says it puts animals in danger. Amazon denies all of it. What sport did Lindsay compete in the Olympics and represented the U.S.?
She's a skier.
Number 2, J.D. Pardo showed off his new shredded body for the upcoming 3rd season of FX's Mayan MC. Mayan's MC is a spinoff of what FX series?
Oh, I don't know.
Number 3, Hocus Pocus actress Kathy Najimy revealed some updates for the upcoming sequel to the popular 1993 Halloween movie. How many Sanderson sisters are there?
3.
Number 4, Wakanda Vision, Marvel's 9-episode new show, debuted this weekend. On what streaming service can you watch it?
Disney Plus.
And number 5, Patriots coach Bill Belichick announced that he would not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump due to the recent turmoil in the country. How many Super Bowls have the Patriots won?
6.
Not bad, Tom. Oh, let me bring Raven back in. Woo!
Yo, how do you do?
Okay, Tom got 4 out of 5,
wow.
And they're hard. I think he did really well.
All right, let's see how I do. Put the pressure on. $900, Tom. Here we go.
All right, number 1, Lindsay Vonn's Amazon Prime show, The Pack, and that's where people travel around the country with their dogs on these action adventures. Well, it's been canceled before season 2 because PETA says it puts animals in dangerous situations.
Right.
Amazon denies the whole thing. In what sport did Lindsay compete in at the Olympics and represented the U.S.?
She's a downhill skier.
Yes.
Slalom.
Alpine ski racer.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Number 2, J.D. Pardo showed off his new shredded body for the upcoming 3rd season of FX's Mayans MC. Mm. Mayans MC is a spinoff of what FX series?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yep. Never watched that show in my life. Number 3, Hocus Pocus actress Kathy Najimy revealed some updates for the upcoming sequel to the popular 1993 movie. How many Sanderson sisters are there?
There's 3.
Yes, there are 3. Can you name them?
No.
No?
I can't even honestly remember seeing the movie. I know Bette Midler's in it. That's what I know.
And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, see, that's basically, like I said, I wouldn't know that.
I mean,
Team Samantha anyways.
Sarah, that has nothing to do with the Sex and the City reboot.
Don't ask if you don't want to hear the answer.
Number four.
Speak the truth.
Wakanda Vision, Marvel's 9-episode new show debuted this weekend. On what streaming service can you watch it?
Disney Plus.
Yes, you guys are tied at four. And number five, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick announced that he's not going to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump due to the recent turmoil in the country.
Good idea.
How many Super Bowls have the Patriots won?
They got six.
I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't think he'd know the thing about Hocus Pocus. He ended up beating you 5-4 this morning. We're going to give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
Yeah, that's all right. It's Tom, and I can't beat Raven. Yeah.
All right, Tom, hold on a line.
That's the same as $900, right?
Yeah.
Better luck next time, man. Great game.
Yeah, what that does mean is we throw another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning. Your chance at $1,000. That got up there quick.
Wow.
Same time. You ever been hiding and then you got caught out by something?
What were you doing?
It's Anna and Raven. Nothing. I was actually, I belong to a lot of these mommy blogs and I follow a lot of these mommy center, baby center kind of things.
Sure, sure.
So I was just on Reddit and I just started to giggle because there's a picture that a husband posted of his wife and she wrote like on it, "My husband found me hiding in the bathroom, pants down, shoveling cookie dough ice cream in my mouth and hiding from our kids. This is pregnancy at 29 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
But I started giggling.
That's pretty graphic.
Yeah.
If she wasn't pregnant, I'd have plenty of things to say, but I can't understand the science and the nature of that time.
It's funny. I read that and I'm like,
eating
in
the bathroom, you know,
this.
I've got a real problem with that.
I think it's all right, especially if you're pregnant.
I don't know about that.
But it made me giggle because there's so many times in life that you just want to hide and be by yourself or you're just trying to get away from a certain situation. And,
sure.
And it's funny because as kids, we play hide and go seek.
Right.
But as an adult, it's weird when you have to hide. Like, it's never okay.
And it's weird if you catch the person that's been hiding. You're like, what are you doing
Why are you hiding?
Why are you hiding? Right. It's a strange thing. You know, at some points, we almost want to call security. There's somebody hiding over here. He's normally a normal person, but today he's hiding around the office.
I caught somebody hiding from me. At Lord and Taylor's.
Okay.
You know, like
when, somebody that was working there?
No. It actually hurts my feelings a little bit. It's an old friend from high school.
Oh, when you see somebody and then act like they don't see you.
Right. And she totally.
Awkward.
But it was like, it was a girl. We were really good friends in high school and
sure.
I hadn't seen her in many years.
And you don't know why.
And you don't know why.
Yeah. No.
And I was actually genuinely excited when I finally caught her. And then I realized she did the quick turn and went behind a thing.
And definitely hid from you.
She's hiding
from
me.
She ducked you. Right.
Yeah.
That's dogfighting technique right there. She threw the chafe off one side and then went the other direction. She's trying to throw you off.
Do you ever have to hide from something?
Door-to-door solicitors. I don't like it when they come. They have the worst timing. It's not that I wouldn't actually speak to you and tell you good luck and push you off because, let's face it, I'm never buying whatever it is that you're selling.
Right.
But they have, like, the worst timing. So it's like the dogs are going insane. You're in the middle of something. I might not even have sweatpants on.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, so sometimes you hide from that.
You know who I hid from?
Who's that?
Like this woman. I hide from my family.
Yeah.
But, like, if I get home from work and I'm 10, 15 minutes early by some, you know, glorious reason.
Do you sneak in a back door or climb up a ladder?
No, I park down the street.
What?
I park down the street and I just sit in my car in silence. Sometimes I check Twitter. Sometimes I go on Facebook. But I sit there and I hide.
It's your meditation
It's my quiet time. I just hide from my family.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awful?
I mean, to be fair, your family sees you a lot. So it's not like you're hiding from somebody that you haven't seen. So they're going to get a piece of you in 15 minutes
if
anyways.
I can get 15 minutes of mom, hungry. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or you can text. When was the last time you had to hide? 1-800-330-9999. When did you have to hide? It's Anna and Raven. I saw this Reddit picture that made me giggle. It's in one of my mommy groups where a woman who was 29 weeks pregnant was caught hiding from her husband and kids in the bathroom eating cookie dough ice cream.
You know, I've got a big problem with that just because you shouldn't eat near a toilet. But, but I've hidden with food before. I get it. Just not in the bathroom.
We got a text message that said, every time I eat ice cream, I hide in the bathroom because my 6 and 7 year old kids are scavengers. It's a real thing. I have to hide whenever I have a piece of chocolate, because this is what I hear. Mom, can I have some?
They smell it.
Oh, it's
they
like
smell
they know.
It.
Right. They know.
Dogs hear it when you go to open a bag of something, too. They always think it's a milk bone. Same thing.
Yeah, Raven hides in the studio whenever we have a fire alarm because he doesn't want to go outside.
We're going outside, and we're waiting, and then all the people from the office gush over the firefighters when they come.
They're handsome.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, mm-hmm. good. But, you know, then I just come back in here and I go back to work.
And you hide under the actual console like a child.
The other thing is, too, the mixers before the pizza parties with the company meetings and stuff. It's the time where I can be industrious.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When's the last time you had to hide?
Oh, I have Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah. People that knock on the door. I mean, and the kids are so nice. The missionaries, when the Mormons come around on the bicycles, they're so nice. And I want to, like, you know, I want to feed them, but I also don't want to, like, encroach upon their beliefs, you know? Like, you hear those stories of they, like, come in and they hang out with the family, but, like, I got to be honest, and Anna will back me up on this. I'm questionable.
Yeah. I just feel like they seem like such nice people, but you don't really want to get into that conversation and take their pamphlets.
Right.
You know?
It's right.
Like my kids go in full on lockdown mode when they hear that doorbell ring, only because they see my reaction. It's terrible, but I'll do it again.
Right. They get on the floor and hide from people. No, I understand. Those kids, you know, they could live a whole life doing it everything the right way, and then they get there to the gates and they're going to be like, but that one night.
Right.
You spent with that Raven guy.
It's Anna and Raven. When's the last time you had to hide?
Hey, I was either going in or coming out of the shower. My brother-in-law was ringing the doorbell, let himself in.
Oh man.
And caught hell from us afterwards, so we took his key away, of course.
That is
terrifying. You come out, you're wrapped in a towel, and there's your brother-in-law standing there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, actually, he didn't see me because I was hiding.
Good.
Do you like the guy? Let's be honest. I mean, is he like an awesome brother-in-law, or he's just like, brother-in-law?
Ugh.
Right. Definitely not the one that you want to give some gratuitous nudity to.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Anna and Raven, when was the last time you had to hide?
I hide almost every day. My grandbabies live in the house with me.
Oh.
2, 4, and 8 years old. My 2-year-old is a gangster. I turn off the lights. I flip on the other side of the bed and think, okay, I'm good. Nobody saw me. Uh-uh. She comes around on the other side and goes, come on.
Like a bloodhound.
Yes. I'm telling you, they'll find you no matter what.
Right.
Got to keep hiding from them. Listen, the struggle is real.
No, Anna, you have one daughter. I've already been through the daughters.
Right.
Okay? You have your one little baby girl, and she's beautiful, and she's yours, and you're still raising them. I've done my job, and I had these extra soldiers coming to get me.
Right, soldiers, they're like, it's like an invasion.
I mean, maybe suggest digging trenches, you know? I mean, it worked for a while. Maybe go to a stalemate, maybe.
Dig
a ditch in the middle of that hallway that 2-year-old can't get over.
I have to try something, but I love them. I love them.
You gotta love them.
Right. You always love them more than your regular kids, too. I mean, let's be honest.
You do, but sometimes you still gotta hide.